This Shabbos is Parshas Devarim, the very first Parsha in the book of Devarim. We are also reading a special Haftorah, and it's called the Haftorah of Chazon, which means a vision. The great Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, one of the great Hasidic masters, he lived in the times of the Alter Rebbe, explains to us that on Shabbos Chazon, which is the Shabbos that starts with the words, this is a vision of the prophet Yeshayahu, each Jew is given a vision, like a prophecy. And the vision is what the third Beis HaMikdash, what the third temple looks like. And he says that there is a way to understand this by way of example. A king had a son, a prince, who misbehaved. And while he was wearing his fancy clothing, his fancy official prince clothing, he went outside and he played in the mud and he got dirty. So the father gave him another set of clothes. And he did the same thing. Then he went outside and he played in the mud and he got dirty and he tore his clothes. So the father said to him, listen, after all, you are the prince, you are my son. You deserve to have fancy clothes, fancier than anybody else. But you're not mature enough to be able to wear them without ruining them. So I will make for you a new set of clothes, new set of expensive, fancy clothing, and I will show them to you from time to time. And when I see that you are mature and you are able to know how to properly take care of them, then I'm actually going to give you these clothing to keep. So Rabbi Yitzchak Berdichev says that Hashem has the Beis HaMikdash prepared in heaven. The temple is prepared in heaven to be able to come down in an instant, in a flash. And we are shown the Beis HaMikdash from time to time. This is an incentive for us to become, so to speak, more mature spiritually and more appreciative. And it also is something that gives us the energy and it gives us the ability to make it through the tough times. If you know that you're about to get a large payout, so you show up at work and you're able to make it through difficult times, even in a difficult job. And this is what Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos of the vision, gives us this gift, this elevation, this energizing qualities, energizing capacity of making it through no matter how the difficult times are, and reinforcing our emunah, our faith in Hashem, and our connection to the good times that are waiting for us when Hashem's energy will be open, will be revealed, and there will not be any more troubles in the world. This Shabbos is yet more special than any other Shabbos Chazon, any other Shabbos of the vision in a regular year, because this Shabbos happens to be actually Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. So on a regular year, we would be fasting. And on this year, we're not fasting, we're eating, we're drinking. Now Rambam tells us, Maimonides, Rambam teaches us that when Mashiach comes, the fast days that are connected with the Beis HaMikdash, the various fast days, which are the 10th of Teves, the 17th of Tammuz, the 3rd of Tishrei, and of course Tisha B'Av, these days will become days of feasting, days of rejoicing. Because at that point, once the third Beis HaMikdash is built and Mashiach is here, our eyes will be opened, we'll be able to understand the whole process, why we have to go through all this tzaras, all this trouble. And we will appreciate, therefore, even the fact that we had these fast days. So we will make a holiday on these fast days because they led us to the new stage. They led us to the greater revealing of Hashem's power, Hashem's energy, our understanding of spirituality. And in fact, the spiritual state the world will be in with no more suffering, no more death, no more worry. So we're going to celebrate the days that opened up and led us to this new era. Tisha B'Av is going to become a holiday. We're going to fa not fast, but we're going to feast. We're going to celebrate on Tisha B'Av. So this Shabbos, which is called in Hebrew Tisha B'Av Nidche, it's a pushed off Tisha B'Av, this Shabbos is similar and in a similar vein to the Shabbat, to the Tisha B'Av that's going to happen when Mashiach comes. Because on this Shabbos, we're not allowed to fast. In fact, we have to make sure that we don't appear to be mourning. We have to eat yet more extra. Rebbe actually says that there is a thought to eat maybe even double for today and for tomorrow. Rebbe compares this to eating double and eating extra on the day before Yom Kippur. When it's a mitzvah, the Gemara says, to eat extra on the day before Yom Kippur. And if you do, then you're considered to have fasted for 2 days. And you have atoned for all of your sins in an extra way. So too, if you eat specially on this day, in order to celebrate our closeness with Hashem, that it's Shabbos, that Hashem gave us the special day of Shabbos, then this atones for the whole reason that Tisha B'Av was there in the first place, which is that Hashem did not feel that we were treating his special clothing, his Beis HaMikdash, properly. We're showing that not only do we not fast on Shabbos in order not to lessen in some way the specialness of Shabbos, but we're feasting on Shabbos in order to show that we are appreciative. We're actually yet more connected to the holiness of Shabbos, which of course by extension is the holiness of Hashem, so that the reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, namely that we weren't careful with Hashem's energies, becomes the opposite. Now we're yet more careful. There is a concept, there is an idea that Rebbe says to actually eat extra on this Shabbos. Rebbe also points out that therefore, this Shabbos, the negative aspects of Tisha B'Av are not there at all. They are pushed off for Sunday. But the positive aspects of Tisha B'Av do not get pushed off. In fact, they get amplified, they get heightened by virtue of the fact that it's Shabbos. What, in fact, is the positive aspect of Tisha B'Av? Rebbe quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says that on the day of Tisha B'Av, Mashiach was born. And on the day of Tisha B'Av is the day that the new possibility for new energies is set up. Just as in order to build a new house on a place where there's an existing house, the first thing you have to do is knock down the old house. But knocking down the old house is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a way of making room for a grander, much nicer, more modern, more spacious, more in keeping with your needs house. The same is true once we have the third Beis HaMikdash. When Hashem is going to give us a third Beis HaMikdash, we're going to realize that the fact that Hashem allowed the first and second Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed was just in order to make room for the greater energies and for the greater powers that the third Beis HaMikdash brings. Now, of course, that depends on our actions, on our preparations, on our mitzvahs. So Hashem, in effect, kicked us out of Israel, destroyed his own house, but gave us a mission. And the mission is to do tzedakah, to learn Torah, to do mitzvahs. And by virtue of the fact that we're going to do mitzvahs, we are storing up extra energy so that the next construction, the next house, to be able to be yet more grand. So this Shabbos, to sum it up, which is called Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos of the vision, each of us are given a vision of the Beis HaMikdash. We're given in a spiritual sense, even though we can't see it with our physical eyes, but our neshama sees it, our soul sees it. We are given a vision of Hashem's greatest energies that he's ready to give us in any split second, momentarily, any moment, that he so chooses the energies of the third Beis HaMikdash for a temple. We also have only the positive aspect of the Tisha B'Av, which is the birth of Mashiach, the opening of doors, the possibility for incredible new spiritual energy. The negative aspects are pushed off to the next day. And in fact, it's possible the Mashiach should in fact come on this day of Tisha B'Av itself. And then the negative aspects will not be there at all. Therefore, this, in fact, is a very special Shabbos, very special day, day of preparation for the Beis HaMikdash, for the temple, for Mashiach's energies, for the energies of Hashem, giving us finally, 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 the great gift, the special, special status and clothing that he promised us, that we will be considered to be Mamlechas Kohanim, a nation of priests, like Kadosh, a holy nation, as Hashem promised us when He gave us the Ten Commandments initially, but that's what it's ultimately going to lead us to. So, wish you all a good Shabbos, an easy fast, if we have to fast, God forbid, and we should be able to appreciate special, special gifts that Hashem gives us with His Torah, with His mitzvahs, and really live them in a way that is a way of simcha, a way of joy, and not, God forbid, anything that is negative or difficult. Have a great Shabbos.